BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily, a very silly innuendo bingo with Greg James. He is a veteran. He loves this game. The video is coming soon as well. We talk office gossips, and it appears I could be the Radio 1 gossip. And slaves, today's live lounge artists, join us for Real or No Real, where it becomes clear that Laurie is obsessed with the Queen. Afternoon, yes, it's Tuesday, and it's your lunchtime mix of good music and lols, hopefully, until four with Scott Mills on Radio 1. Greg James on Innuendo Bingo today, I'm looking forward to that. Good reaction already on Twitter to Greg playing today. He loves it, doesn't he?
He proper loves it. Yeah, it's always wet with Greg. He gets right involved.
But I probably will have to play his Dale Winton one again. He's outside now. Hi, Greg. Yeah, like, really? Still now? Okay. You know the one I mean.
Yeah,
I do. From when he does the National Lottery programme.
But it's funny. But the problem is we've now heard it so many times.
So many. also today, we have... Hello.
You have to.
Okay, I know. Whenever you're on, you always want it.
Please.
Okay,
I'm
all right.
I'm not doing it.
Which one, beef or pork?
Both.
Okay.
No, what? Beef or head?
Oh, it's beef.
Oh, that was it,
beef,
yeah.
Beef and head.
Both.
Beef and head, otherwise wow. I am out.
Okay, right, it's on. And then, lovely slaves, Laurie and Isaac are going to be in later to do today's Real or No Real. Did a cracking live lounge earlier.
Mm.
With including a cover of the Chemical Brothers' Go, which is good, and they're going to be here at 3:40 today to sort out the real facts from the not real on Real or No Real. Here's Stylo G and Egyptian.
Feels so good when you hold me, touch me, tease me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Sam Smith, eh? Hey? Hey?
What a surprise.
It's going to be the doing the new Bond theme. I thought it was going to be Ellie Goulding.
Did you?
I was convinced it was going to be Ellie Goulding.
Well,
I think I was even telling people it was going to be Ellie Goulding.
Right, okay. And someone told you on good authority that it was going to be Ellie Goulding.
Well, you know how I like to kind of just tell people things like, oh, by the way, have you heard of doing the new Bond theme? It's Ellie Goulding. And now I look like an idiot.
So Sam Smith's doing it. Now I thought he'd said he definitely wasn't doing it.
Right, so Sam Smith told Joe Wiley on Radio 2 last week that he is definitely not working on the project.
No, that's disgraceful.
He recorded the song in January, and it took him 20 minutes to write. Now, here's the thing, right? If I was up for, not that I ever would be, if I was up for writing the new Bond theme, you wouldn't say that. It's the James Bond theme, right? Actually, it only took me 20 minutes. Even if it did, don't say that. Say it took weeks.
Mm, absolutely.
Because it's such an important thing to do.
Also,
I boshed it out in 20 minutes, actually.
Also, I mean, if that is all that Bond needs, you know, 20 minutes of work, let's see what I can do in 20 minutes.
Well, someone's already been on, actually, saying, can you get Chris to write what he thinks the James Bond theme is going to sound like he did before with the epic Skyfall? Do you remember when it was Adele?
Yes, of
and,
course.
And we had the lyrics, but none of us knew what the song was going to sound like, so you made your own version.
Well, should I tell you how he wrote it in 20 minutes? It's because the film itself is called Spectre, isn't it?
Mm.
Now, what he's done is he's changed the song title to not be called Spectre.
Because why is that?
So that he can find more things for it to rhyme with. Do you know what I mean? Because Spectre is a tricky lyric to start with. So I reckon it's called something like Waiting for a Star to Fall or something like that, the song. And I think he's done that.
It's called
that.
Writing on the Wall.
That's the one. So I think he's done that because it's way easier to rhyme with.
Yeah, I mean, Spectre, you're not given much to work with there at all, are you?
No, but I would love to give it a go because when I did the Skyfall theme tune... I found plenty of things to rhyme with Skyfall.
Yeah, but that's all you did, innit?
And it went down reasonably well, I thought. That
I hope it's going to be like JJ James Bond.
Okay, so you think it's going to be in the style of another Sam Smith song?
I don't know.
Well, it's definitely something I'm up for looking at if you want. I can spend 20 minutes on that.
So I think the song is out... I think the song's out only a day before the movie, if I'm correct, which I believe is the 25th? 25th or 26th.
Okay.
So you've got a while. So do you fancy having a go at that?
I'll give it a go, yeah. So what's it called?
It's called Writings on the Wall.
Writings on the Wall. Leave it with me.
Can you not do that thing that you did? I mean, it was fine. It was of its time. But can you not do that thing you did last time where basically you just said a loads of words that rhymed with Skyfall? Because that's not really good enough. I want a proper song.
Writings on the Wall.
Okay, write that down.
Yep.
To the 25th. I reckon the lyrics will be released online quite soon, so we'll have an idea of the lyrics. So do you want to make your own song out of that, or do you want to do your own thing?
So hang on, has he done it? Is this him promising to do it?
It's done in January.
Okay.
Not like you, where you're like, I'll do it, and then it doesn't get done.
No, I'll do this.
It's been done. It's like it's out there.
Fine.
So, okay, so would you rather use Sam's lyrics, or do you want to do your own thing?
I'll use my lyrics. But here's the thing. I think last time my Skyfall actually went down reasonably better than the Adele one. Do you agree or not?
Here's Wolf Alice on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James, who are you wearing today, please? What is that?
Today, I don't know. It looks a bit like a Teletubby costume, but I don't think it is.
There was never an orange one in Teletubbies, though, was there?
Not until now. The new series stars me as the orange one.
Do you just have that kind of thing lying around?
There's the wacky drawer.
Oh, the dressing up box.
Yeah, there's the wacky cupboard at Radio 1. So you just have a quick look in the wacky cupboard. There's always some sort of wacky costume. So I found this, and I feel like people should have a look at this. It's definitely a sight. It's a few sizes too small, but
just shows you how wacky Radio 1 is, doesn't it? That we have a wacky dressing up box.
Just costumes lying around.
So crazy in here.
Like hooters and clown noses. Yeah. Was it flowers that squirt water?
Yeah, it's so funny in here.
Stink bombs.
If you want to go on the Radio 1 website, you can see Greg James in a bizarre orange outfit.
I had to take off all undergarments.
Are you commandos?
Yeah.
Are you?
I had to.
I'm going to have a look in the wacky drawer, see if I can find something.
I think someone's bringing you something from the wacky drawer right now.
I can see it. What's that?
What is that?
It's like pink. It's got like two really weird, massive animals doing bingo.
Are you going to put the head up on it?
No, I might leave the head down.
Leave head down, because I want to see your face is getting wet. Oh, that's a pink number.
It's a pig.
Okay. You're a pig.
I'm going to be a pink pig for this bingo.
Excellent. So it is two furry animals now playing Innuendo Bingo. If you want to watch this, go on the Radio 1 website. Do you want to hop into that?
Yeah, I'll do that now.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, we're going to do the game. So like,
do you take all your...
Are we getting straight into it?
Do be quick.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Okay,
good. I'll get in position.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This is going to look funny today. Chris is just easing his way into his pig costume.
Sorry, lads.
Good morning.
He's kept his shoes on, which is a brave move, I think, to try and get a pig costume over the shoes.
Well, he's managing it, though. He's doing well.
I have been looking forward to this rematch for a while.
I do like it when you play, Greg. I really do. Okay, so Radio 1 website is where to head. It's always better if you watch Innuendo Bingo. I know we always say this, but it really is. It takes on a whole new level when you see them getting the water in the face at high speed. Okay.
High speed.
Okay. Have a seat there, pig. All right?
All right.
You two look brilliant.
Are you putting the thing up?
I don't know, it's not fitting.
I think down. Okay, let us know if you're watching today. It's well worth it, believe me, just to see the outfits. Text me on 81199. It's Greg James rematch on Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Water, please.
Right then.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
All the best.
Some of Greg's have been some of my favourite ones, I think. Over to Sarah Cox on Radio 2, first of all. Now, I'm not sure if listeners were expected to have to share these kind of memories with Sarah on her show.
It's going to be a really special day. Any memories you have of maybe going down to Woolies and buying a Beatles song, getting your hand on that 7-inch?
A couple of who's in there.
Mm. Getting your hand on that 7-inch.
Sarah Cox there. And thank you to Rob for sending that one in. Yep.
Woo!
Okay. Now, we're going to Emmerdale on ITV. Business is going very well for Bernice, and I can understand why.
Hi.
Quiet morning?
Yeah, just popping into town. I need to get some milk. I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honey bush.
Yep, that's the one that did it.
There we go.
The account has been opened.
How kind of Bernice.
I like to offer my clients a complimentary cup of my honey bush.
Lovely cup of your honey bush tea, of course.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Water, please. Those people text you and going, go on, pig. Mm-hmm. That's you, Chris. Michael in Edinburgh says, this is the first time I've ever watched live because you persuaded me. Had a mad rush home to get to the laptop. I'm so looking forward to this. Okay, water, please. A favourite from last week now on Innuendo Bingo. And it's Phil Spencer, secret agent on Channel 4. When Zoe signed up to the show, I don't think she was expecting this.
So with Zoe and her mum signed up, it's Action Stations if it's to be ready for open day in 12 days' time. And I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
Zoe.
I'm getting things started by opening up Zoe's entrance and giving it the once-over.
God.
Oh, what a treat.
Okay. Okay, next. It's ITV now, and Stephen Fry in Central America. And Stephen, what? It's not that one.
Greg, you look like you're about to declare or something, where you put your hat.
And Stephen really seems to be enjoying this local treat in South America.
The meat is good to eat as well.
Yes, the white flesh.
Yes, the white flesh. It's good for your for your liver, lungs, or something.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. It's fresh from the nut. It's unbelievable.
Oh, lovely. Nice and fresh. Fresh from the nut there. Yeah.
It's fresh from the nut. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen.
Drinking coconut water there, of course. Thank you, Jenny and Stratford, for sending that in.
You should definitely get him on this.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
You got Fry on Bingo. That's the end.
He has been on the show, but not on Bingo yet.
Oops, sorry.
Water, please. Mm.
This is the first time Pig and a Fox have played this game. The animals are farthing wood.
Nice outfits, boys, says Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Hayley in Coventry offering you both some of her complimentary honeybush.
Oh,
so that's nice.
Thank you very much. It's always best to be offered.
I know, you don't have to take it, do you?
Well, it's rude not to take it. Well, anyway.
Water, please. Oh, here's your...
Sorry.
Oh, no. Once you two are off, this is it.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's Greg's favourite person.
I accept ring.
I've never heard that one.
Stupid Dale Winton. Always.
What?
Every time.
Where's that? We've not heard that one before.
It must be one that's been lost to the archives and found again. Water, please.
I accept ring.
Come on. For God's sake.
So wet today. Another recent favourite now. Radio 4 have gone to Kew Gardens for Gardener's Question Time. Now, I think he's going to regret asking this question.
Why is this? Well, what is it, first of all, and why is it so special? Why is it so difficult?
So it's, I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
In Kew Gardens?
I have my hand fondling, as you say, but gently patting the trunk.
Petting the trunk.
Petting the trunk.
Petting. Petting.
Water, please.
The Queen goes there. So let's show some respect, mate.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to Neighbours on Channel 5.
Hello.
Therese is having a very difficult time with her marriage at the moment.
What?
Sorry.
All right.
Oh, dear. I wasn't sure if you were hooing Channel 5 or Neighbours.
Both. No, Neighbours.
Okay.
Karen in Glasgow says, I don't think I've ever been so attracted to a fox before.
What about a pig?
No word on the pig.
No, nothing coming in on the pig. Neighbours
no
on Channel...
No honey bush for the pig.
Neighbours on Channel 5. Teresa's having an awful time with her marriage at the moment. And I would also be upset. Come on. I would also be upset if my husband was doing this.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. Got to start with trust. I know that.
Hello? You two, when you get together, are the worst.
I was nearly sick then.
The worst.
I was nearly sick.
Come on.
God. Can you pass me the water, please? I can't reach anymore.
That's so horrible.
But he... Right. What's making you laugh now?
I don't know. Several different things
each other.
Around my head at the moment.
Just giggling about Channel 5, Neighbours, Honeybush, Pig, Honeybush. Fox.
Yeah, sure.
All of the above. The Will Winton's ring.
All of it.
Ready?
Yes! I'm ready. Okay. Serious face now, come on.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. Got to start with trust. No, I know that. And I tell myself that. But then my husband goes and puts his wood in her shed.
That's just not on.
My husband goes and puts his wood in her shed.
Okay.
That's a problem.
Water, please. Gary in Newmarket spotted that one. If you've got an Indian and a bingo to send in, send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got your waters there? Dan in Birmingham says, I'd pork that pig.
All right.
Here we go. Water.
Come on.
Okay, here we go.
We might need some more water. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go get that ourselves.
Now a classic...
Out of your trough. No.
Stop it, because I can't do it now either. A classic from Forethought TV now.
What is that?
It's on Channel 4, isn't it?
Oh.
Water, please. If you have ever wondered how to connect with the universe, this is how you do it.
I'm a spiritual ecologist, and I believe... that through feasting and through food, I connect with the universe.
Have a nice big meal. Feasting there, of course. I knew this was going to be a tricky one.
Okay. So, I think we're going to need a small top off of water.
Okay, well, go and get yourself.
We can't go and get it ourselves. No. We're dressed as a fox and a pig.
Can we have some more waters?
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Got any more left?
Yeah, we got some we can...
All right, here we go.
Half a glass.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Every time. Absolutely loves it.
Oh dear.
Dale. Got a Mohican now, hasn't he?
What?
I saw a picture of him the other day. He's got a Mohican.
Oh, am I still alive?
What?
Is this happening?
Yeah, that's happening.
Dale Winter's not got a Mohican.
Look it up.
What?
Water, please.
I accept ring.
Let's finish with a favourite from Elaine Page off of Radio 2.
Okay.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
Naomi says that she and Deanna listen to Elaine Page on Sunday every week whilst cleaning. Oh, thanks, girls. I'm just having a bit of a tickle up here. Believe me, it could do with it.
And just for Greg.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Yes. And that is how you do an innuendo bingo with Greg James.
What up, mate?
Back on your radio today at 4 o'clock. That was, that's pretty special, that one. Good clips today as well. Keep sending them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks, Pig. Thanks, Fox.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Alex on Twitter, who is listening at the gym this afternoon. I like it when they play Radio 1 at gyms.
But, I mean, I always wonder what the situation is when, say, Lana Del Rey comes on.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of gyms will just play, like, all the time. Like that one that I used to go to in Essex, remember that one?
Yep.
But, yeah, what do they do when Bring Me the Horizon come on?
Also, innuendo bingo. Tricky thing to work out, too. I'd be interested to know.
Yeah. If you have us on at your gym, can you let us know? What do you do in, like, the innuendo bingo bits? Do you laugh? Because surely that's going to affect your workout. Also, I was in a dentist the other day. I've been to the dentist a lot at the moment.
I've seen, yeah, fantastic new teeth.
Teeth? No, they're not new. They're going to be new. That's just a patch-up job.
Right, okay.
These are my old ones. Anyway, I've been in the dentist a lot, and my dentist does play Radio 1, which I quite like. It's like, oh, he's got Radio 1 on, I like it.
But do they only put it on when they see you come in?
No, they do listen all the time because they talk about the live... No, they talk about the live lounge. They talk about what they heard on Grimmy this morning. But then what happens when you've got a face full of drills and innuendo bingo comes on?
Yeah.
You can't do anything, can
you? We've had this idea, and I think we should definitely try it at some point. But you were keen for me to go to the dentist, but then also insist that there's a stand-up comedian in the dentist with me.
Is this idea something that we've said off-air, or have we ever said this on air before?
I can't remember. I can't help but feel this may have been a pub idea. But yeah, you wanted me to go to the dentist, and what you were going to do was get a really good comedian in. And I had to try and have my teeth done while someone performed stand-up comedy.
I still like it as a good idea, you know. So hello to any dentists that have got us on today. I find doctor surgery is a bit weird because it's quite a somber affair in the doctor's surgery, isn't it?
Also, no one will talk to each other in the doctor's surgery.
And we're just trying to have a laugh and you can just like tell people like, oh, shut up.
But there will be doctor surgeries right now listening to this, and that makes things even more awkward. It's a bit like whenever we mention the lift here at the BBC building, there's a Radio 1 lift, there's a whole lift here that just plays Radio 1.
But it's not only Radio 1 people that are in it, it's people from the whole BBC, so you'll get some BBC News people in there, you'll get some poshos from Radio 4 and that, and Radio 1 isn't really their thing.
And it's so, right now, it will be so awkward, because they'll be looking at each other going, oh, those people at Radio 1.
Listen to them saying that it's not for us, well, they're right, it's not.
But and I love those situations. I mean, in a way, it would be amazing to see videos of some of these situations. Like I've said, wouldn't it be amazing if we put a camera in that lift when innuendo bingo was on?
A gym goer has been on saying, yeah, but nothing on the radio is laugh out loud funny, is it? Just live through it.
Just live through it, yeah?
Yeah, just live through it, yeah? Also, Katie's been on today trying to conceal her laughter during today's innuendo bingo at college. A lot of people listening at college. What's the weirdest place you ever heard Radio 1 on?
Oh, that's a great question.
Mine one was, they called my show a few years ago. We were on at a gentleman's club once, and some of the girls called up just to say hi.
Yeah.
And they were dancing on the poles and that to our musics.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. They were just dancing in time with all the music on Radio 1. That's the weirdest place for me.
I heard a rumour, and it's not that I've heard it firsthand. I mean, that's the difference. You saying what you've heard about
these called up.
Stories. Because I heard that, you know, one of those TV channels... that you find in the sort of the end of the TV guide.
All right.
I heard that, you know, you can't hear anything. I heard that Radio 1 is often played during... but I don't know if that's true. But amazing, you know, there's blatantly some amazing situations.
Well, you know, right, we are on in some weird places right now. I'd actually like to know where people are listening if they think it's a bit odd. Okay, Slaves, from the Live Lounge earlier, they did a cover of Chemical Brothers' Go. They also did their current single, Sock It, and the videos are on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer today. Do you know what? Because they're good lads, they're going to play Real or No Real with us later in about an hour and 20 minutes from now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is Slaves and Go, Chemical Brothers track, covered like only they can.
I find it amazing how much they like you. Again, in the nicest possible way. It's just such a bizarre thing seeing
what
how excited...
What do you mean?
They get so excited when they see you. And you're so different. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. I just don't understand it.
I'm quite a likeable person.
You are. I know you are. It's just...
Why do slaves like me? Is that the thing?
No, it's not. It's not. That's a wrong way of putting it. It's just a really odd thing to see how much they love you. And every time they come in... I remember the first time they came in and they wanted photos with you. Hmm. They came through to the office. Can we have a photo with Scott Mills?
Is that really weird?
Well,
I mean, I know what you mean. From their style of music, I probably shouldn't be their favourite DJ.
That's it, yeah.
But I really like them. Mm. And I like the music as well, which is completely different for me.
I think there's a TV show in it. I think you need to do something with slaves in their world, but like go really in. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think our worlds would be that different.
Is that what it is?
I don't think they would. I think we've got a lot of common ground.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie the Dentist has been on from Glasgow saying... You're asking where people listen. We love a bit of innuendo bingo in the dental surgery, but it can be very uncomfortable. Who for? Also, sometimes listening to things like Slaves with old people in, they don't like it, but we love it. Charlie the Dentist in Glasgow. Also, shout out to Luke and Alana listening in the drag cabaret club, The Birdcage in Manchester right now. I'm just interested to know the kind of great places that Radio 1 plays.
Yeah. I've got to tell you about one of my friends. I was with one of my friends last night. She's called Jenny.
Yeah.
And she just started a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, in her new job, she's meeting all the staff there, trying to work out who she's going to get on with. You know, it's tricky when you start a new job.
Yeah. And there's certain people you just click with straight like that.
Yeah.
And there's other people you're like, I'm either a bit intimidated by you, or we're just not the kind of people that are really going to get on.
So generally, everyone's really nice there, except Jenny was telling me last night that she sat right next to what she suspects is probably the office gossip, the chief one of that.
Yeah.
You know, so Jenny introduced herself to her and was like, yeah, I'm new, I used to be at this company, like told her some things. Before she knew it, other people from around the office are coming up and saying, oh, so I hear you're single. So, you know, there's loads of guys here that you'll like. Do you know what I mean? Like trying to help her out.
And so, hang on, I haven't told you that. I've just spoken to the office gossip.
Yeah.
And then she's told everybody else.
But it's taken one person and telling them a tiny bit about a personal life, you know, and what kind of get up to in spare time, there's suddenly other people are going to her and saying, well, we can help you with the boyfriend situation.
It's like, whoa, hang on a second, I didn't ask you.
Actually didn't ask you, I just told you a little bit of information for myself. It's clearly got round everyone already. And it got me thinking, who here is that person? And I suddenly realised it's you, isn't it? You are the office gossip here. And I'd never really thought about it before.
No, I'm not going to have that, sorry.
I think you are. There's one in every office, I guarantee it.
I'm not that, what, out of everyone at Radio 1, I'm the office gossip?
Honestly, I was thinking to myself, like, everyone that works here,
no, I think you're
that person.
I think you're confusing me with, I like to know everything that happens first. I think you'll agree, I'm pretty much the first to know.
Yeah,
but then, yes, sometimes I will tell other people.
You like to make yourself the central hub of information.
No, I don't.
You do. And then you do dispense that information to different people. You are that office gossip.
I'm not.
You are. Every office has one. I've realised at Radio 1, you are that person.
Okay, let me just do a little poll in the studio from the other people here. They don't need to speak. Just shake your head for no and nod your head for yes. Am I the office gossip at Radio 1? One says no.
One says yes.
Am I,
yes,
though?
And he's only saying no because he's scared of you.
No, he's
that's
not
obvious.
Scared of me. I'm
you
not
are.
Scary.
Here's the thing. I'm going to give you this chance now to admit it. You are the office gossip here. You know generally everything that's going on.
I just like to find out information.
But do you also like to tell the information?
I like to share it. But here's the thing, right? I've got different circles of people.
Yeah.
So you see, right? So let's say this circle here, drawing a diagram. That's this circle here.
Yeah.
Don't know this circle here.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter. If I tell this circle here about that circle there, they don't really know them anyway. So does it matter?
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm saying. You're the office gossip, and I just would like to everyone know that. And
thanks
I just wanted
so much.
You to know your position here.
Thank you.
And yeah, just generally, I think it's a bad position to be in, isn't it?
I mean, there's worse things you could be called in the office.
That's true.
Beth in Hertfordshire has been called that many a time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Amy in Falkirk says, I agree with Chris. Mills, you told us earlier you gossiped about Ellie Goulding doing the James Bond soundtrack when it's actually Sam Smith. That's true, I did tell a lot of people that and presented it as fact. Martin Solvig on Radio 1. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I've just been accused of being the office gossip.
I know.
Is there one at your place?
Yeah, he's terrible.
Go on.
He's just one of those busybodies. You know, you don't know if he's a manager or if he's just a normal person. But he likes to know everybody's gossip. And there was one point when I was handing in my notice and I was speaking to my mum on the phone and I hadn't got the chance to tell my manager yet. And he turned around after lunch and said to me, oh, Sophie, so I hear you've handed in your notice. And I'd never spoken to this man at all, ever. And I was like, possibly. He said, have you told your manager? I said, no, not yet. I was waiting to do it properly. And he turned around and said, yeah, well, there's no point because I already have.
That's scandalous.
Yeah.
So he heard the phone conversation between you and your mum where you were like, yeah, I've got a new job. I'm leaving this place.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he'd went and behind my back and told me. And as well, I sat right next to him. So he could have actually asked me.
Well, you sound a bit stressed about this still, Sophie.
It was really bad.
I hate people like that because that's finding out gossip and then spreading it to the person that the gossip's about, really. Because if you're saying you're handing in your notice, then really, that he knows that should have stayed away from your boss, because that's a sensitive issue.
Yeah.
But he's a gossip.
He's terrible. And I asked him, would he do it to other people? And he said no.
Just you, then?
Yeah, just me.
So what happened when you went to your manager, and he's already told the manager that you're leaving because he overheard the phone conversation with your mum?
Well, my manager came over and he was like, oh, so this boy's made you look a bit silly then, hasn't he? And I was like, yes, he has. And then I didn't know if he was on my side because then he turned around and he was like, yeah, I think he made you look silly as well. But then I was like, oh, you're not on my side. You're actually now making fun of me as well. So it was like everyone against me.
So when you were speaking to your manager, what was the gossip's face? Was it like he was sucking on a lemon with smugness?
He turned around and he said, don't get me started on this, I'll just get angry again.
Like, back off, gossip! Get out!
Yes,
it's not
exactly.
Even your business!
It's my life!
You know what I say to people like that? Get your beak out. It's people that have got to put their beak in the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, get your beak out.
Get your beak out, mate.
See, that's bad. I would not do that.
Yeah, not a very nice person.
Nothing to do with him. I don't know, Mills, if you found out Sophie was leaving and you'd heard that from someone else, you probably would send a text round to everyone saying, oh, you never guess who I've heard's leaving.
Yeah, but not to her boss.
No, not to her boss.
No, but it would be everyone else would know.
No, I tell you what, it would be people that I trust in the inner circle. That's the only people I really send gossip to. If I don't trust people, I wouldn't tell them.
Yes, but you've got several different circles on the go. Your inner ring is, you know, it's tight.
Thank you.
But it's plentiful. What? Do you know what I mean? You've got lots of circles. You've got lots of different...
Yeah, that is true. But then the circle over here won't care about the gossip from the circle over here because they don't know each other.
Let me draw you a diagram, right? You've got one circle there, one circle there. Now, it's all very well you texting both those individual circles.
No, but they don't know each other.
Those people there are doing their own gossip in between. And then before you know it, you've got lots of circles all crossing over.
Are you okay,
and
hon?
That's how gossip works. Sorry, I went a bit felt on the...
hey!
No, the bit of paper in front of me.
Nice Big Brother reference from 10 years ago.
Anyway, look, what I'm saying is you gossip people need to get your beaks out.
I'm not having that. I'm not being called the same as her boss. It's not the same. Mine's just friendly goss. Sophie, do you think your colleague that lagged on you is worse than me, worse gossip than me?
Definitely.
So, yes, exactly. Thank you for that. Good to speak to you.
Okay, have a nice day.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Paul's been on saying Tom Daly's going to be great on Innuendo Bingo and that, but aren't we used to seeing him wet? A lot of people said this yesterday. What do you want me to do about that? Do we just do no spray?
I don't know. What, no spray?
Completely dry in your bingo. Everyone's like, well, we've seen him wet before. What else have you got? I don't know what else to suggest.
It's true. It still seems cool, though, that he's doing innuendo bingo.
It's massive. So Tom Daly is on Thursday afternoon at 1:45 playing bingo. If that's the kind of thing that feels like it might go straight in your basket, watch it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone's saying custard for Tom Bailey. Tom Bailey?
Custard for a future bingo is a good idea.
Yeah. Have I mean, it's not the worst idea. Yeah, we've done custard.
But not on, like, with two people.
I think so.
Because I know I've done it as a solo one.
And milk.
Milk's
not bad. I think milk
bad.
Was on first. And then the custard. And then there was the brilliant one where you messed yourself with some spaghetti hoops.
Yeah, you love that.
Still my favourite one.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, listen, there's something new on BBC iPlayer at the moment from Radio 1. If you want to know what's going on in the world of number ones, so number one in music, number one in films, number one in gaming, number one in entertainment, then join Kel Spellman for the number one show. So everything number one. Also, find out what Dan off of Dan and Phil and Harry Styles have in common. New music videos from Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. And Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg talk about their general lack of bendiness. Why would you not want that? The number one show. It's on BBC iPlayer now with Kel Spellman. Get involved with it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
They did a brilliant live lounge earlier. It's Slaves. Hiya.
Hiya.
Thanks for hanging around.
Thank you for having us.
And what a live lounge it was.
Cheers, mate.
It was great.
Very nerve-wracking.
Bit of Chemical Brothers. Do you still get nervous?
Yeah.
Live stuff, like live radio and TV, is the most nerve-wracking thing ever.
Is it?
It's like I forget that I can actually play an instrument and I just freeze.
It doesn't sound like that. And it didn't look like that either. Are you ready to play Real or No Real?
Yeah.
So ready.
Here's some facts. Are they real or not?
The autobiography of National Treasure Gary Barlow features an entire paragraph about his first bagel.
Is he a National Treasure?
Robbie Williams should be a National Treasure.
Are you doubting, do you think Barlow isn't?
I don't know, like...
He's just not our favourite member of Take That.
Right.
Sorry.
Is it Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary comes second. No, Mark Owen for me is second.
Is it?
What do you think?
I think...
You've got to be careful here.
It's Robbie.
You probably know
it
him,
is Robbie.
You?
Well, you've always got on with Robbie Williams, haven't you?
Yeah, Mitch? Yeah. But
we've been. He's tweeted us, but like, I still want to meet him. That's the.
He is awesome.
That would be life made.
Is that it? Then you're like, yeah,
that's,
done.
That's it.
I've met then, Robbie Williams,
and I'll just give it all up.
That's it. I've met him. National Treasure or not? Does Gary Barlow's autobiography feature an entire paragraph about having his first bagel?
Paragraph's not that long, and I could probably go into quite a lot of detail about a nice bagel.
Yeah, so. I reckon we could do a whole book on our first bagel.
But would you put that in your autobiography? Imagine you've reached that point in your career where you're like, I'm going to write a book all about me, but then you waste a paragraph on a bagel.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, in the nicest possible way, he used to be a bit larger, didn't he? So, I mean...
that was the start of it all, my first bagel.
That's what I mean. So it does make sense that he would go in on the bagels.
Bagels are quite different, aren't they? Like, how can bread taste so different?
I thought bagels were healthy until Mills told me.
Nah, that. Bread isn't healthy.
Bagels are really bad for
I
you.
I was having a bagel every morning when every we day. Were in for Grimmy, because I thought that was the healthy option.
No.
That's why we need Jamie sauce. Oliver and his programmes to educate.
So, Slaves, you're saying real?
No, I'm going to just, like, say no.
Okay, so who's saying real? I'm going to say no real.
Glory.
Yes, it's real.
That one is real.
Can I hear the paragraph?
Would you like to?
I would actually really love to hear it.
Why did you go back on it, though? You said that that's not
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay,
go on.
Here it is from Gary Barlow's book. I was starving. On a sideboard, there was something I'd seen before, but never tried. A bagel. Next to it was a little pot of cream cheese. I thought it couldn't be that bad. Everyone in America seems to eat them. So I decided it would be my first ever bagel. I layered on a bit of cream cheese and took a bite. It was lovely.
Wow.
Of course it was. And here's the next one.
In 1976, Her Majesty the Queen became the first head of state to send an email.
I believe that.
Oh, I love the Queen.
I do as well.
I love how she loves the colour yellow. She looks so good in yellow.
Yeah. Mm. I love all of her outfits.
Yeah.
And I love that there's someone to try on her shoes for her to wear them in.
Really?
Fact.
I need that. Wearing, like, brand new shoes is, like, embarrassing. It's like you're trying too hard.
Get a shoe wearer like the Queen.
Who wants to be my shoe wearer?
Oh, come on. We'll get loads of reaction to that.
Like an apprentice shoe wearer. You can hang out with me for a week whilst you wear my boots in.
What's that Queen fact with the handbag? Because we can see if Slaves do something similar to that when they want to get rid of people.
Because she can't really say no to anyone and she can't be seen to be like...
Oh, it's the Punisher signal.
What's that?
It's when someone's punishing you and just talking to you for ages. And like, you know, people that come over to say, hi, can I have a photo? And then 10 minutes later, they're just standing in your conversation with your girlfriend. It's like, if you're in a group environment, we never do it, but the signal is, oh, I shouldn't actually tell you the signal because then they'll know. But you just like rub your head and you look around at your mate.
You do it.
Everyone's got one of these.
The Queen.
We're going to have to change ours now.
When she wants to get away from that situation you just said, what she will do, she will move her handbag from left to right arm, and that's when they
she's
know
she's gonna have to change it now.
Yeah, that's when they know she wants out. She is bored of talking to them people, that they get her out of the situation.
The Queen also made the first transatlantic phone call.
Did she really?
Yeah, she's such a pioneer.
You're well up on your Queen facts.
I watched a Queen program last night.
I watched that as well. It's good on it.
I would have loved to have been tweeting you about it.
We should have done that. Do you know what, though? Because it's the longest reign ever, yeah, there's loads of Queen programmes on in the next week. So next time there's one on, it's always on BBC One. We'll tweet along. Awesome. That'll be
tweet
so
along
good.
With us.
Tweet along with us to the Queen. But was the Queen first to send an email in 1976?
I'm going to go real.
I'm real.
Nah.
That one is real.
Oh,
it happened during a visit to an army base. And finally,
pop princess Demi Lovato technically still works at her local coffee shop after leaving without handing in a formal notice.
Do you reckon that she can do that thing with a latte where you make a leaf in the froth? Because that's really hard. I used to try and do that when I worked in a milkshake shop and I never mastered it.
I think they only do that if they fancy you, though, because why would you go to the extra lengths and put a leaf on a...
Because when you work in a coffee shop and you're really bored, it's like a good challenge to yourself to keep... I spent 2 years trying to do it and I never perfected it.
Someone just told me they use stencils.
That's when they shake chocolate over the top. But you can actually make shapes.
Yeah, it's a bit like when I worked in a bar... the drink that rhymes with Guinness, you could pour different shapes into it depending on how much you like the person. So I always attempted...
Is that what it says when you're trained? Depending how much you like this person, you make them a shape.
Well, the problem is, if you try and do what I think is a clover in the top of it, if you don't get it right, it looks like something very different.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, I've had that.
And, yeah.
And did you still serve it to them?
I did, yeah.
So, Laurie, do you know who Demi Lovato is?
I've heard of her, yeah. Did she go out with Justin Bieber?
No, that's Selena Gomez.
Oh, right.
Close.
Is she kind of like Miley Cyrus?
Can you show
me
a picture?
Yes.
She looks like she could work in a coffee shop.
What does that mean?
Like sort of that, like...
Don't
we
all?
You know, like that sort of like shaved...
She's
going to
come on
and
go, listen to what
hair.
Isaac said about you.
That's like shaved bit on the side of the hair, like sort of swept over.
Oh, dig in.
No, good on her.
Yeah, good on her. She's in the live lounge tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Demi.
Does she still technically work at her local coffee shop? Because she never left.
I'm going to go real.
Laurie.
No real.
Isaac.
Yeah, go real.
That one is no real.
Right, we're done at the end of that round of real or no real. Chris, have you worked it out?
Yeah, it's complicated though. I got 10. Isaac's got nothing, unfortunately, mate. And Laurie, you smashed it. 30, full house.
Do I get a prize?
No.
Oh.
BBC in it.
But I feel good about that.
Yeah, you should. You should walk away with your head held high. Right, next time the Queen's on, we're tweeting along.
Tweet along.
Let's do it.
And Slaves. A shoe wearer for me, please.
Yes, okay. We'll sort that before the end of the show. Thank you very much, Slaves, and thank you for your excellent live lounge today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is
BBC
Radio
1.
And there they go. Right, now they've gone. Is Isaac okay today?
I love them.
I love them, but he's like, didn't say anything today.
I love them. They love you. It was quite dry, that felt, but it felt good. It was funny.
I bloomin' love them, I do.
They're so funny.
Back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1, and it's Bumbaleo Wednesday.